All right, I'm gonna tell you guys a story about my boot camp experience. I was a little bitch. I always had fucking scared of fucking everything and shit. You know, the tiger and shit. I always got away with everything. In boot camp, you can't get away with shit. I was caught one time. Now, this is not on my DI. This is just my dumbass fault. Washing a window, looking at the I-5, like, oh, only if I get out this window seal. And fucking jump on the I-5 and flag down someone to take me back to Vegas, I would be gone from this bitch. Nope, never happened. What happened? I got punched right in the side of my fucking gut. Yeah, it hurt like a motherfucker, but guess what? I ain't like these new fucking kids. They go and complain about, oh, my drill instructor beat me up. Shut the fuck up. It's just showing you some goddamn discipline, you fucking pussies. So I don't understand about this new generation of shit. Fucking pussy ass motherfuckers. My fucking DI, my killhead, used some fucking, when he snapped his fingers, he's like, sing it daily. I used to have to jump up, skip down the whole fucking kill deck, the whole squad bay, singing la 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 the whole fucking time after getting yelled at. And then, fuck, I'll be right back on the kill deck. My favorite thing is, these motherfuckers nowadays don't remember, but I do. Because I had a fat body, what they call him back in my days. I don't know what they call him fucking anymore now, but I had my boy, fuck, what was his name? He was a Mexican dude, Carlos or some shit. But he had Cadillac Swinging tattooed on his stomach and shit. Cadillac Swinging. And that's what he had in his tattoo above his belly button and shit. And he was right next to me. And if you Marines know, it's hard to keep your fucking mouth shut, like, with laughing wise. But the DI would be like, every time I poke you, I want to be like the Pillsbury Doughman. That's all you gotta do is like, dude, how hard is it not to laugh, dude? Every time I would laugh, guess what? Kill deck, I'm on the kill deck as they're poking them the whole time. I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, I was like, but he ended up, he lost a lot of weight too. But I just want to get that over there because, fuck, I wish I knew his full name. I gotta look it back up. I actually think I did, so I still got my book, my boot camp book, my graduation book. But oh my god, that was funny. Mick some shit. What the fuck was his name? I'll get back to you guys on that shit. But fucking oh my god, that shit was hilarious. Like Jesus Christ. But anyways, yeah, I do that whole fucking thing. It was kind of fucked up, dude. I just want to get that off my chest because it fucking sucked. Every night, dude, DI would fucking, I fell asleep one night. And here, I'll tell you another story. In 2004, we had to fucking sleep at the position of attention. We're not allowed to go to sleep until they said go to sleep. So this is after like maybe 9, I think. 9, like, I don't really remember. But they were really pissed off because it was right around fucking holidays and shit, so they had to sit there with us and shit. But I fell asleep. Now, you're at MCRD San Diego. I fell the fucking sleep. In the position of attention, I woke up to a fucking pail of fucking cold-ass water. And the killer was right there. I woke up wanting to hit a motherfucker, and I stopped myself. And the only thing I heard from him is like, I wish you would. I laid there on that bunk. I felt bad for the motherfucker behind, below me, because all that water was just dripping right on him. I was like, fuck. So, many fuckers think about joining the Marine Corps. I hope it's still like that, because these little pussies nowadays, man, complain. Oh, he hit me. He fucking, shut the fuck up, man. Man the fuck up.